So setting out in the direction of the supply depot. I think the best way to do this would be survival checks. You all have a general idea of where it's supposed to be because this intel was shared with the entire, with all the fighters here until that team was chosen to go out and find it. So.
All of us?
Oh, no. No. I will allow two of you to do it or one of you to do it with advantage.
Survival?
Or survival check.
I already rolled.
Well.
I will allow one more roll then.
Okay. I should. I'm a ranger, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I didn't mention it.
So I'll give you guidance.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll use this guy again. Only rely on me for intelligence.
Oh,
nothing
that's...
else.
Ooh. 14 plus 2. 16.
Can I see your dice? They look
16?
Good.
16? These are gorgeous. I love them. I rolled a 20. I didn't say it, so I didn't spoil the pot.
So, Ashley, while you're the ranger of the group, tracking, finding stuff out in the woods, survival, that's your thing. But tonight's events have made Orchestrion super focused in a way that you all are not used to seeing Orchestrion. He's usually fairly lighthearted. He's the escapist, essentially, the one who makes you forget about the bleak and the glim that's out there. But tonight he seems super locked in. As you're catching, okay, that looks like... Orchestrion's just like, yes, those are giant prints, this way. And it's just blowing past you at every turn.
Yeah, I'm also looking for my favorite terrain.
I took my ADHD meds today. I'm focused.
Oh, no, I don't have forest. I have mountain swamp and grassland.
Okay. So, after a 28, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, seriously.
It takes you really just like 15 or 20 minutes with Orchestrion just... And some at certain points, some of you, Malady, in particular you, mm-hmm. Gnome, have a hard time keeping up.
Absolutely.
As Orchestrion is like double timing it through the foliage. Before you find the edge of a clearing, and Orchestrion, your survival instincts realize you should probably not just burst through into the open. You stop right at the edge of the clearing, and this clearing slopes down into a very large valley. And before you even break through the tree line, like just sitting here back on the edge of the trees, it just has a very like earthy, moldy kind of smell to it. And just by looking at the terrain, Ashley, you especially, you realize this. This is like the perfect place for like rainwater to collect. Like you already know before you even go down, the smell hits you and you're like, that's going to be muddy. There's going to be runoff. There's going to be stagnant water. But also you know that's perfect for hill giants. They love shit like that. Yes?
One of my favorite enemies.
So are we in like a city or a camp?
You were in a camp.
Where are we going now?
You're looking for a supply depot outside of North Hook.
Which is a city?
I'm
going to tell you what I want to do. I want to cast Seeming on all of us.
Okay.
And I want to cast Seeming so that all of us look like whatever is native to where we're going. I wanted to know, is it City Guard? Is it Orc?
I would say that at that point, you're not 100% sure what in particular you're looking for. You just know you're looking for a supply depot.
See? And it would be really nice if we had that little piece of shit with us.
Can I look around for any giant tracks?
Sure. Make a survival check.
Hey, guess what? Advantage. Favorite enemy.
Oh, nice.
8. I rolled a 4 and a 6.
There's tracks on top of tracks. It's hard to tell what's what. Especially once you break through the tree line, you can see like it's going to be a muddy slope to get down there. It's kind of hard to make heads or tails of what you're seeing. There's definitely activity.
Mud.
Sorry.
Fucking mud.
You could tell the trees on the very end, right before you get through, like the wood itself is like soaked. Like this is a place where it probably rains all the time. There's a lot of mist. Just not fun.
Maybe. So we want to sneak down there? You guys want to sneak down there?
I think what we need to do is... I mean, I wouldn't want to step on my ranger friend's toes, but perhaps taking a flank would be advantageous?
That's not a bad idea. Should we split two and two? Do you want me to do a little scouting?
That might be a good idea.
All right. Let me go down and do some...
How far down are you going to go?
Well, I guess I can start going down to the bottom. And I want to be stealthy and sneaky about it. And to aid with that, I'll cast Pass Without a Trace.
Hey!
Before you do that, I'm going to cast Resistance on you. So you can add a d4 to a roll of a saving throw of your choice. And you can roll the die before or after making the saving throw.
Nice.
So, just in case you get in trouble down there. You have resistance.
I'm assuming I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Motivational speech.
It takes like 10 minutes.
Oh, to do the whole thing.
Click on it. How long is the casting time?
1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, okay.
And it's a duration of 1 hour.
Okay.
So, I say to all of you, something, something. This day is our Independence Day. Okay. Motivational speech.
Okay.
Okay. So
I guess that's five. So everyone gets 5 hit points.
Five temporary hit points. Yep.
Ooh, neat. All right. So stealth roll is now going to be plus 18.
Okay.
Which is good because it's rolled a 9, so that's a 27 for stealth.
Ashley goes to stealth down, jumps through the trees, and appears in Family Game. You stealth into another game, sir, with a 27.
We weren't going 2 and 2. He's just going out ahead of us.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay. Going to like scout out, like, so, like, what's down here?
What do I see in this valley?
Okay, you clear the tree line and you get maybe about 5 feet before the slope really starts to get severe, and you see it goes downward about 30 feet, and I'm going to try and describe it. It's this naturally widening valley, and there's one section of the slope that's sort of like is a little straighter than the others. Like anyone who's gone sledding knows that there's that one spot that's a little more carved out than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it all leads down to where it levels off at the bottom of the basin. And you can see a very large wooden structure that is built at the bottom of the basin. Based on what you're looking at, it seems to be like tree logs that have been sort of made like, has like a log cabin feel to it. But it is large. It is not a cabin. This is a large, like looking at an Amazon warehouse type thing.
Oh, this is Giant's home. Or maybe not a home, but this is for Giants.
From where you're at, it looks like the ceiling, it's about maybe 20 to 30 feet tall, give or take. And yeah, you're getting a very Giant-y feel to this.
All right. I will come back to everybody and like kind of reveal myself coming out from behind a tree, and because I'm basically invisible, just kind of like surprise everybody and not realize it. Like, hey!
You all get a little startled.
He's Louise.
There's a giant's log cabin or something down there. There's a building down there. I didn't see anyone around it, but there's probably something in there.
Yeah, the structure itself looks like...
It's just about one big building?
It looks about the size of a football field.
But it's just one building.
Based on what you can see, it looks like one structure.
This is a gigantic structure. It's way too big for anything that people would need.
Were there any carts or anything outside that maybe it looked like storage? Like storage coming or going?
Did I see anything like that?
No, you just saw, like, basically looked like one corner of it. You saw, like, the long side going away from you, and then there's a corner to the short side. You kind of were looking at it. You were kind of looking at it catty corner. Not drawn to scale, just to give you an idea.
Your not tree, a very good scout.
Your tree line is about here. right about here is where, like, it starts to slope. The carved out part of the slope would be, like, yonder. Again, not drawn to scale. It's much larger than this. You were about here, Ashley. And you were looking at the structure like this. Okay, but this was about a football field size.
Right.
Give or take 20 to 30 feet tall.
Where are we now?
You guys are all about here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see
that. Okay. And Ashley is right there.
Well, he just came back.
Well, was right there.
Yeah. Okay. I should have done more scouting, but
now that he tells us the general direction of where this is, from our vantage point, can we see it or no?
Not from in the tree line. You'd have to come out to the slope in order to see it.
Okay. Alkestrian walks up to that slope, more or less.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll come with him and, like, point him in the direction.
Okay.
Okay.
You can definitely see it from this position.
You also see it.
Okay.
Me?
I would believe that would be a depot.
I think it's a depot, too. But we can never assume.
You know what they...
Verifiable proof before we can ever make any accurate assumptions.
You know what they say about assuming?
Yeah, you make an ass out of yourself.
It's you and me, but okay.
I never make an ass out of myself.
Okay. Well.
So. Ashley rolled his eyes at me.
I rolled my eyes.
You see the dragonborn so eyebrow quirk a bit?
You could almost hear the eye roll.
Healthy young ego. It's good stuff.
All right, should we check this all out? Or should we all go check this out?
Yes.
I don't think going in solo would have been a good idea.
No, definitely.
So I wanted to bring you guys with me. Also, Pass Without a Trace is still up for all of us if we want to be sneaky.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what I have. I don't think I really have anything.
So when the time comes, I'll just get things out. Okay. So, marching order? Or?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Went down this way?
Yeah, this is the way that I came down. That's probably the safest way to get there.
It is the safest way.
Slipping and sliding down in mud instead of going for a sled ride on snow.
Fair enough.
Is there snow?
No. Okay. No, it's just muddy and slippery.
I'm going to cast Find Familiar.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a bird.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell the bird, please fly overhead and give us a full view of this building.
Okay.
And then I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to say, just give me like 2 minutes. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to close my eyes, and I just want to see through the bird's eyes.
Fair enough.
And I just want to do one pass over, one circle over. Is anybody outside?
No one is outside. It is a massive building. It is... I would say it's as wide as a football field. It's as long as 2, maybe even 3. It is a massive building. But the other thing that's surprising is that it also doesn't seem old. It looks like it was built pretty recently. Like, all the wood looks freshly cut. It's not worn yet after you cut a log and then, like, it oxidizes. It's all freshly cut. And it's parts of it don't sit perfect together, almost like it was thrown together quickly.
Okay. Oh, I definitely think we have the right place. No one's outside right now. Is there... bear with me. Is there a window?
Oh, no, there are no windows.
You said something's not really sitting right. Is it small
It's
enough?
Like certain beams don't... Like, they're off.
They're off.
Some of them.
Not everything's not right. Like a crack that the bird could sit and do a peek through?
Sure. Make a perception check for the bird.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Well, first you roll a d20.
Shut the fuck up. The bird has its own perception.
Okay, let's...
Find me a bird, DM, because in the spell it says the DM has the stats for all the animals.
You're not getting anything with that attitude.
So, I also use...
Do you want a giant to kill your bird? Because that's how a giant kills your bird.
D&D, everybody.
Okay, we'll use an eagle. How does that sound?
That sounds big. I want a little fucking bird.
Small beast. Not a giant eagle.
An eagle.
Okay,
eagles are so big. I want a little tiny...
She wants Tweety Bird.
I want Tweety Bird.
Give canary
sparrow.
I want a sparrow. Give me an average...
A crow? Half... Probably a raven and crow in there.
Big ass eagle with a wingspan of 6 feet?
You get an ostrich.
I want something native to the plane.
How about a hawk? Tiny.
Hawks are like this big.
I love the two of you are his spokesman.
Well, mechanically, it doesn't get any smaller than tiny. That's the, like, can't go any smaller than that.
A hawk can be.
She wants this a hummingbird.
Yes! Okay. I like a beetle. Go.
Flavor, you can make it whatever you want.
Flavor,
to
I
roll the dice, you're getting a hawk. As far as rolling the dice goes, you're getting a hawk.
Okay, thank you. What is my plus?
For your perception?
Yeah.
Plus four.
Okay. 13.
Plus four or 13?
13.
Okay, so 13 total. All right. Let's see where the hawk looked in. Two, three, four.
Fucking shit.
Three. So it looked in there.
Nope.
Fair enough. The hawk was able to look through it. It found a little spot on the back, like opposite to you on the other side. It found, it looked in a room. The room was empty, but there were a number of like chest stools, a work table. There were some hides on the ground, broken weapons, lots of the interior furniture, which is very rough hewn. Basically, like just fucking logs that were quickly tied together, or like a boulder that's just in the middle of the being used
very
as a chair.
Haphazard.
It's haphazard, and it's a lot of it is large, like meant for giants. Giant size. Mm.
When I did that quick look around, any other doors, or is there only one door into this place?
There are actually three entry points.
Okay.
There's one right in front of you when you come down that slope.
Okay.
There's a large open wooden gate that is currently open.
Okay.
But it opens in. You can see that the gate is turned inward. Faint glow coming from the inside, which is probably braziers or some sort of light from some sort of light source.
Okay.
But the hawk also saw there are also two large wooden gates on the side next to Tom and on the back. So there are actually three ways.
So there's a door that's actually open?
The one right in front of you, the door is currently open.
Bird flies in. Oh no, I'm lost. Oh, it should have been a bat. I already said bird, but it should have been a bat.
Yep, you already said bird.
Next time, guys.
But it's daytime.
Assuming there is
no
next time.
Oh, wait, no, it's not daytime.
It's not, right?
It's a rabid bird.
Okay, the bird flies in through that open door.
And it's like, oh, I'm so lost.
It sees, as it's flying through, it sees most of the floor in this section, in this chamber, is bare. But there's various items of giant outerwear, like capes, cloaks, hanging from pegs along the walls.
Okay.
And these are just like bars that were just shoved in between the wooden logs. And there are like different things hanging from there. There are two orcs right inside the gate that's open, on the floor, asleep.
Ooh.
Holding their great axes.
So as you guys are all, as I'm doing this, I'm going to be speaking to each of you. Do you guys have anything that you want me to do with this bird?
Also sees at the back corner of this chamber, there is a raised platform.
Yeah.
On that platform is a humanoid figure, also asleep, sitting up, black dragon scales in plate armor, sitting in this, and also reclined, asleep, clearly snoring. Above it, like if it was to stand, this figure would be about 6 feet tall.
Okay.
About 6.5 feet above it,
yeah,
there is a large metal triangle and one of those like pegs hanging from the ceiling.
Dinner time.
Sort of like a dinner time or alarm bell type thing.
Okay, the bird, I want to find a place for the bird to sit up in a corner of the warehouse or that room. I want it to sit up in a corner almost like a spy camera and just sit and be as still as possible.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bring my attention back to myself and I'm going to say, now is the time. And there's a black dragonborn there. Okay. And according to my readings, that is acid. So let's move.
Okay. I have a thought. Let's sneak down there. Let me go in first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can snipe that dragonborn.
Okay.
Maybe one of these orcs. And then that's going to trigger something. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you guys come in and follow me.
So I understand we know each other really well, but are you a melee fighter or a snipe fighter?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you, when you say you're gonna snipe, does that mean you're gonna stand outside of the open door and just try to snipe it?
Lift up my hand crossbow.
Okay. You got it. Just trying to understand where your mind is at, because I'm gonna try to do.
May I remind you spells. There was you mentioned that dinner bell alarm?
Yes, I did.
On the way in, check for traps, please. We want them to stay asleep until we put them to sleep.
What if we disable the bell so he can't call anybody?
I was planning to disable the dragonborn.
This whole building is wood, right?
Yep.
You want to just fucking light it on fire?
I mean, you know.
I mean, that's where I was going.
I can definitely.
I like the cut of your gym.
I can 100% help with that. And then if the whole thing is on fire, then
waffle good doesn't mean waffle nice.
Then they can come out. Then they can come out, and then we can take them out while they're outside. Is what you're saying? If they come out.
If they come out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not planning on going in.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Because the
shoot from the doorway.
The mission was not just a. Well, let me ask you this. Then was the mission to just find this place and report back? Or is the mission to find and disable it and then come back?
Destroy it.
Disable. So then, yeah.
Fire.
Kill it with fire.
If you wish to snipe and then we light fire.
Okay, so I can do a massive fireball directly in the middle of the place. And anything that doesn't immediately get hit will be ignited at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I can do, I mean, I would need your, like, how this would play out, but, Flame Strike, because it does fire damage, so would things get set ablaze if I did it on wood?
Probably.
It's very, you know, humid and misty, but if this is new wood, it may still, it won't be soaked like these trees are. These trees would be very difficult to burn.
Yeah.
This place might not be. So
you want me to do mine first, so that this way it'll be catching it'll like dry out the wood a little? I don't know. Should be instantaneous. We should go at the same time.
Well, yeah, I figured you can do like the back section, I can do like the entrance, like flame strike the entrance, and with you, that way we get them kind of trapped.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to try to hit them for them to actually take the damage.
That's fair.
Okay.
So I'm going to go sneak down to the entrance of the building.
All right.
And I'm going to take my hand crossbow, which has little dragon wings on, like, the edge of the bow part.
Okay.
Pull back on the string. There's no bolt loaded. But as I click the string into place, like, this yellowish-green bolt of energy just materializes.
Oh shit! What weapon is that, dude?
This is the Dragon Wing Hand Crossbow.
Oh shit!
It basically makes its own ammo.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so you're going into the building.
I'm gonna stand at like the entranceway.
All right.
And
yeah, I need a size here.
And
you shithead!
We already had one in the oven.
You know, I was upstairs. I was upstairs, and he's like, I'm making maps. And I was like, yeah, sure, have fun. And when I came down, I didn't see any maps. And I was like, well.
So you're right inside here. The door would be open here.
Okay.
So as soon as you come in, you'd have to do, like, come. Actually, the door is, like, against the wall, so you can kind of do this and see them.
Maybe
you guys are back here.
The Dragonborn?
That is the Dragonborn, yeah. So, first off, what's your investigation modifier?
Investigation? Oh, passive investigation is 9.
Okay. That's the number I needed. I'll let you do it too, Malady.
Yeah.
Because you went in with your bird.
Yeah.
What is your passive investigation?
Passive, you say?
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
20. That is a 2 and a 0. 20.
You are
under the passive investigation. 20.
You're Dr. Manhattan.
Oh my God.
Even though.
Let's do the shit.
Even though the building itself is new construction, it pulled from the same resources that this area has. So you're not 100% confident that you'd be able to ignite the wood that easily.
It's all fresh wood.
It's possible, but it's not going to be a guarantee like fireball ignite. Not a guarantee.
I think we need to be prepared for the fact that we need to go in because of noodles.
Yes.
So what you were talking about is probably more accurate than you think, mm-hmm. is that this wood is directly from this field, and this field is a swamp.
So...
Oh, and actually, if you've gone in, I need a stealth check.
I get another one.
Because they're asleep is the reason you don't have disadvantage. Because the squish, squish, squish would give disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I already used... I can't use guidance more than once. So, I think...
Oh, no, he can't. Yeah, no. No. Once I use it, it's gone.
Oh, shit.
I was hoping...
Why were you so good before?
The big stuff.
13.
Okay.
And pass without trace, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
So 23.
But I'm hoping to set off a big thing. I don't want to trigger initiative while we're still all outside, because then you'll die. Does that make sense?
All so of it except for the because you'll die part.
Ooh.
Wait, was that cocky? Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, so if I know there's a door over here, even if the door's not open, I'm going to make my way this way.
No, that's not outside the structure. This is the entire entry chamber. The structure is massive. I can't make a map that big. So the door to get in on the side is like hundreds of feet
over. This is the only door from the outside into this room.
That you can see unless you're going to stealth around the entire perimeter of the building to go in another door. This is just the entry chamber. Those doors on that side of the table lead to other chambers.
Shit.
It's a giant stronghold. I can't make a map that big. I have to segment it. I apologize.
No, I meant shit that's big. Not shit, it's... Oh, that was annoying.
You're annoying.
It's like, this is not Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
You need a football field for a map.
All right, so... That Dragonborn... It's 115 feet from me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. On my range, it says 30 feet, 120 feet.
That would be disadvantage. You can shoot him at that disadvantage.
Okay. I'm going to take aim with the hand crossbow and...
Okay. He is asleep.
While he's doing this, can I try to add the same... Because I want to be able to get a sneak attack.
Okay, hold on a second, please. But he is asleep. I'll remove the disadvantage. I'll just let you take a straight shot. What do you want to do, Melody?
I want to take Bigby's hand, go over to this guy, and squeeze him.
What's the range on Bigby's hand?
120 feet.
Okay. You may, if you're going to go in, first I need a stealth check.
I don't want to go in. I want to stand at the door. I can give you a stealth check, but
that's And that'll plan. Be just 120 feet,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you can stand right behind me and 120 feet.
Okay. Then you make an attack with Bigby's hand, no disadvantage. Actually, it's in range. You have advantage.
Advantage? It's a straight. He's sleeping?
Yes, it's a straight roll for Ashley because it would have been disadvantage. However, he is asleep, so I'm ruling it incapacitated. So it'll be a straight roll, removing the disadvantage for Ashley.
I've never cast Bigby's hand before. I'm so fucking excited.
Baby's hand?
Bigby.
Bigby. Okay.
All right.
Let's go, Ashley. What do we got?
Oh, my God. 12.
Don't think that's going to do it. I'm going to double check his armor class, but I don't think that's going to do it. No, he is in plate. The beam just... He does not wake up.
Wow.
Okay.
Heavy sleeper.
It missed. It hit him. So.
Well, I get two attacks per action, so I'm going to try again.
I'll let you fire again as Ash. Like...
Oh, that's way better. 19.
19 hits!
So that's... Right. 1d6 plus 4. So that's 8 plus another d6 plus 4 of acid damage. Oh no, just 1d6 acid damage. So that's 8 piercing, 5 acid.
So 13 total.
Yes.
Okay. He will wake up from that.
Oh, he better.
And he's startles awake, but Malady also is holding an action.
I don't know if Bigby's hand is going to work. So Bigby's hand says it's 120 feet, but the grasping hand says I can. The hand attempts to grapple a huge or smaller creature within 5 feet of it. Oh, within 5 feet of it. Yes, please.
Okay.
Big fuck hand.
Roll me an attack. You still had advantage because the attacks happened at the same time. So roll me an attack with Bigby's hand with advantage.
I don't know why I was thinking that was going to be more effective than it was. Because I don't have sneak attack.
It's all good.
It's a save. Please make a strength save to be grappled.
He fails. He's asleep.
Okay.
New spell. Who dis?
Who dis?
All right. So he is grappled. And it's just 2d6 plus my spell casting modifier.
He's grappled. He's not restrained.
Grappled.
Okay. But he's not restrained.
Yes, babe.
Okay.
You're super smart. And you know all the things.
Okay. Well, that's important. There's a big difference between grappled and restrained.
9 plus 6. 15.
15 damage. Good damage.
All right, hold on. I'm going to double check that it's restrained. What is the grasping difference? Hand. The target is me. As well, it has advantage on the check. Well, the hand is... hand is grappling the target. You can use your bonus action to have the hand crush it. The target takes bludgeoning damage, 2d6 plus my modifier. Yeah.
Grappled, so, not restrained.
Yes!
Okay. Grappled just means he can't move. His speed is zero. Restrained means...
He can't take an action.
He can't do anything. He's restrained. Grappled, you can still move. You can still fight. You can
it's like you're... Okay, it's like you're in judo.
Yes, but you're currently... Your speed is zero. Restrained, you can't do shit. You're just...
Got it.
So imagine an enormous hand that's like, ha!
Let's roll some initiatives.